Hello and welcome to the Fit Girl Radio, your go-to podcast for everything fitness, health, mindset, and lifestyle to empower you to live your best life. Are you ready to step up your game? Hi, hello, welcome back to the Fit Girl Radio. I hope you're excited about today's topic because we are going to talk all about why you might not be seeing the results that you're wanting to see. So this is in the scenario where you have been working out for a while and you're doing everything right, but you're still not seeing any progress. You're going to the gym, you're working out, everything is going great, but the progress is simply not there. I'm going to go over three possible reasons why you might not be seeing progress. Three things that you may be overlooking that are completely detrimental to your progress. So let's start with the first thing. The first reason why you might not be seeing progress is that you are just doing random workouts. Every single time you go into the gym, you are doing something completely different. You're constantly switching up exercises, switching up your routines. And I get it, it's fun. You know, you want to try new things. Maybe you are new to fitness and there are just so many exercises. There are so many ways to train and you just want to try it all. And you like it, it's fun, you're switching things up. And on one part, it's true, switching things up can be fun, and at certain stages, switching things up is crucial and is necessary, definitely. But if you're going to switch things up every single workout and you're never staying consistent with your exercises or with your training style, you probably won't see much progress because there is no room for progressive overload because you're constantly doing different exercises. So you are basically not growing your muscles by overloading on a certain exercise. Let's say you do shoulder press one time and then you don't do that exercise anymore for 3 or 4 weeks until you feel like it again because you're constantly doing different exercises. There can simply be no progressive overload because you're not doing the exercise again. So what you should do is you should actually stick to the same workout routine for at least 4 to 8 weeks. And I get it might be boring because you will be doing the exact same workouts for 4 weeks to 8 weeks straight. I get it. You're not switching things up. You're always doing the same thing, but this gives you a lot of room for progressive overload. So what I mean is, for example, you go to the gym 5 days in a week. You're going to decide which workout you're going to do each and every day. So you're going to do a different workout on each of those 5 days. And that cycle, those 5 workouts, you're going to repeat every single week again for at least 4 weeks and max 8 weeks. After 8 weeks, you should switch it up because otherwise, first, it gets way too boring. And second, that's a time where it is actually a good thing to be switching it up for your muscles as well. What happens when you stick to the same workout routine? The best thing is to log your workouts every time. You log the weights that you've used for every single set on every single exercise. And week by week in each workout, you will try to have at least a few exercises. It doesn't have to be each workout for all exercises. But if there are a few exercises in each workout where you can either increase your weight slightly or you can do 1 or 2 more reps, or if you're doing only 2 sets or 3 sets to begin, you can add an extra set. So for example, instead of doing 3 sets, you can do 4 sets. Those are all ways of progressively overloading. So you're increasing your weight, or you're increasing your reps, or you're increasing your sets on at least 1 exercise per workout. This is not the only way to achieve progressive overload. You can also just better your form. If on one workout, you can do 12 reps with a certain weight, and the next time you can do again 12 reps with a certain weight, same reps, same sets, but your form is a lot better and you're feeling your muscle connection a lot better, that is also progressive overload because you are just engaging your muscles a lot more. So you can also achieve this progressive overload by getting your form completely on point, and you should get your form completely correct before moving on to a heavier weight. For example, sometimes when I'm doing barbell rows, I can go heavier in terms of weight, like I can pull it, but I don't feel it in my back anymore because it's so heavy that my form gets pretty bad, and I need to focus so much on having a good form that I'm just not able to engage my muscles as I can do with a lower weight. So actually, sometimes for certain exercises, I prefer sticking to a lower weight because I can engage my muscles a lot more and I feel my muscles burn a lot more and I feel it a lot better in the muscles that I'm supposed to feel it in. So if you're not able to increase your weight, just try to get your form better and get your form on point before increasing your weight. And also try to focus more and more on engaging the muscles. If you do your reps more controlled and you're really squeezing the muscle that you're supposed to be using for that exercise, and you can do that better than last time, that is also progressive overload. With each exercise, you truly have to focus on engaging the muscle that you're working on, doing all your exercises slow and controlled. For some exercises, you can even hold in the maximum flex of your exercise for like 2 or 3 seconds before lowering. If you don't do that to start, and after 2 or 3 weeks, you're actually holding each rep for 2 seconds, then that is also progressive overload. So there are many ways to achieve this progressive overload, but that is going to be crucial to see progress. So the main takeaway here is stick to the same workout routine for at least 4 weeks and maximum 8 weeks, where you log all of your workouts, all of your weight, everything that you've done, and you each week you look to progress on at least one exercise per workout. And I promise you, this way you will be able to see results. Then the next thing why you might not be seeing results is that you are neglecting your nutrition. And this is probably the biggest one, the biggest reason why you might not be seeing progress, because nutrition is vital for progress. If you are just eating whatever you want, you're not looking at it, you just think, I'm working out, so it should be fine no matter what I eat, you will not see any progress at all. And then all of your hard work in the gym is kind of, it's not useless because obviously you're still training your muscles, but you won't be able to get the progress that you can get with doing those workouts if you are not taking into account your nutrition. To put it very simple, if you want to have visible abs, for example, and you are only training abs, but then every day you come home and you eat a pizza or, just eating whatever you want to eat, not caring about it, you will not never be able to see those abs. You might have developed a lot of muscles in your abs, but you won't be able to see them as long as that layer of fat is over that. And now I'm not saying that you need to lose weight in order to see progress, not at all, because bulking is also can also be a goal for you. The goal can also be to bulk and then you're not actually losing fat, you're just trying to put on tissue. But if you want to put on muscle mass and muscle tissue, you're gonna have to eat in a surplus and you're gonna have to make sure that your protein intake is sufficient. So if you're trying to bulk, but you're not actually looking at whether you are eating in a surplus and you're not taking into account your protein intake, you also won't be able to build the muscle that you actually want to make. So whether you're cutting, whether you're bulking, whether you're maintaining, nutrition is crucial because in the end, it is calories in versus calories out, but your body will not look the same if you eat, for example, for breakfast, you eat pancakes and for lunch you have McDonald's and for dinner you have a pizza. I mean, nobody's gonna do that, but I'm just making the example as simple as possible. If you do that, versus if you have actual clean meals, you eat oatmeal for breakfast, you have rice and chicken, for example, for lunch, and you have a healthy dinner. If those calories are the same as the calories that you get from the unhealthy meals, your body will just, it will look completely different. They are the same calories, but your body will not look the same. Your skin will not be the same at all. So yes, it is for a big part calories in versus calories out, but it's also what you're putting into your body. What are you eating? Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? It doesn't, it's not only about calories, and a big part is also the macronutrients. How are your carbs in relation to your protein and your fats? And especially here, the protein is the crucial part. You need to get in sufficient protein if you want to see progress, and then your carbs and fat, you can just choose whether you prefer more carbs, you prefer more fat. That's not going to make the major difference, but you should start out with looking at your protein and the remaining calories you can split up between carbs and fats, however you like. But you need to make sure that you have sufficient protein. I always aim for 2 times my body weight in terms of protein. When I have clients, I make sure that their protein is about twice their body weight. And that is for clients who are actually going to the gym and trying to put on muscle mass, obviously. It's a big difference if you're, for example, a runner. I'm really talking about people who go into the gym and are actually lifting weights. So this is crucial. And also, you need to make sure that you are fueling your body properly so that you have sufficient energy to go to the gym and work out. You need the proper carbs in your system to go do that. And then you need the sufficient protein for your to allow your muscles to recover and build. So you can actually build those muscles. They're not going to build themselves on their own. They need carbs. They need protein. And your body needs healthy fat as well, just for general functioning. So nutrition is absolutely crucial. And depending on your goals, if you want to look at nutrition specifically, what should you do? You're not sure, should I increase calories, decrease calories, maintain calories? If you want to build muscle and put on size, I would suggest eat in a slight surplus. If you want to lose some weight, eat in a slight deficit. I'm saying slight surplus and slight deficit because if you're currently eating, you're maintaining at 2,000 calories, you do not have to drop your calories to 1,500, for example, to lose weight. That's way too extreme. That's not necessary. Start with cutting 100 calories. Stick to that for a while, then cut another 100 calories. Doing it slowly will ensure proper progress because otherwise, if you cut it too far down, your body is just going to go in starvation mode because it suddenly gets 500 calories less and it thinks you're starving yourself. So really make sure that whatever you do, surplus, deficit, do it slightly, start slow, and make it a combination of calories and your expenditure. If you want to cut, you can lower your calories, but you can also increase your expenditure by adding a cardio session, for example, which doesn't have to be running. You can also just walk on an incline on a treadmill. But the nutrition is crucial. Make sure that you have clean carbs in your system. Clean carbs, I'm talking here about oatmeal. I'm talking about rice, about pasta, even wraps that you can make. I'm not talking about the carbs that you get from pizza. It's not the same thing. And it won't do the same thing in your body either. Now we've come to the last reason why you might not be seeing progress. And that is that you're not taking enough time to recover and you're actually overtraining, which is a thing. A lot of people think the more I do, the better. I need to train for 2 hours. I need to knock out 2 to 3 hours in the gym. And I need to go 7 days a week, at least 6 days a week. And I would prefer 7 days. No, this way you're not going to get more progress. Actually, you're going to see less progress. When I do an intake form, I hear a lot of clients say, so one of my questions is always, how long are you able to spend in the gym? Because some people only have 30 minutes to go to the gym, or they only want to train for 30 minutes a day. And that's totally fine. So I always like to know how much time they would like to spend in the gym or that they can spend in the gym, depending on the schedule. And a lot of times I hear, oh, I can spend 2 to 3 hours in the gym. And I'm like, whoa, like, that's not necessary. I'm not going to give you trainings that take you 2 to 3 hours. That is ridiculous and not necessary. When I give people a training plan for 5 days a week, they're often like, what if I want to do 6th day? What if I want to do 7th day? No, you're not going to do a 6th or 7th day because you will not see the progress that you want to see if you do that. 5 days is usually more than enough. And 1 hour in the gym is usually more than enough as well. And that is not considering cardio. So if you are doing a half an hour of cardio, obviously you're going to spend 1.5 hours in the gym. I'm talking purely lifting weights. 45 minutes to 1 hour and 10 minutes is my range where I'm always in between when I do my trainings. That is sufficient. And you should build up your training in such a way that after 1 hour, you also shouldn't be able to train anymore. If you can go on for 2 hours, you're not doing something right. You are not training hard enough. You're not pushing yourself hard enough. You are not doing enough reps and you are not using a heavy enough weight. Because if you are training properly, you will not be able to train longer than 1 hour. You will be completely done by 1 hour and you will want to go home. And that should also be the case. So really stick to max 5 workouts a week and five times lifting weights, I mean then, a week, and stick to 45 minutes to 1 hour and 10 minutes per training session. That should be more than enough, because if you are doing more than that, your muscles simply do not have the time to recover. Because when you are working out, what you're doing is you are damaging your muscle tissue. So after your workout, your muscle tissue is damaged, and then it needs time to recover and to rebuild itself. And this rebuilding phase, this is how you actually grow your muscles. But if you are working out again before your muscle damage is recovered, you are just further damaging your already damaged muscles. And if they don't have the time to then recover and rebuild by taking rest, they will not be able to grow. And it's actually a very simple reasoning, but it's really hard for people to understand that training more does not equal more progress. It's really hard for people to understand that they need 2 rest days a week. And I get it. We love to train. We love to go to the gym. You don't want to take a rest day. You want to go to the gym every day. Me too. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it's rest day. I actually feel like going to the gym. But you need to take into account your goals. And if you want to make progress, you need to rest. And it is also very beneficial when on your rest days, you are stretching and you're doing some foam rolling, because this will help your muscles to actually recover and rebuild. And this is how you will grow. Then besides taking enough time to rest, you also need to have the proper, and then we're going back to nutrition, obviously, you need to fuel your muscles sufficiently. You need to make sure that you have an adequate protein intake so that your muscles are also able to grow. Because if you're not giving them any carbs, you're not giving them any protein, and you're not giving your body sufficient fat, your muscles will just be, they won't have any fuel to rebuild and to grow. So really crucial. Time to recover. Really do it. Don't think that you know better and you're going to go 6 times a week anyway, or 7 times a week, because you won't be able to see progress and you will wonder why, because I'm training so much, so hard. Well, that's exactly the reason why. You're training too much and too hard, and you keep on damaging your muscles, and there's simply no time for them to rebuild. You are damaging your already damaged muscles. How do you want them to grow if that's the case? All right, so these were my top 3 reasons why you might not be seeing any progress. We're going to go over them once more. You are doing random workouts. Don't do it. Stick to the same workout routine for at least 4 weeks, max 8 weeks. Second, you're neglecting your nutrition. Your nutrition is crucial. Take enough time to really look at your nutrition and to set out a plan that is according to your goals and stick to it. And then the third one is you're not taking enough time to recover and you are overtraining. Take at least 2 rest days a week, do your stretching, do your foam rolling, and make sure that you have an adequate protein intake and you're giving your muscles the time to rebuild, to actually recover from the damage that you did during your workouts. All right, so these were all of the tips that I had for you today. If you still have any questions, just shoot me a message on Instagram. My Instagram is Phoebe de Potter. You can always check out my website as well. If you want any help with your coaching, I am a personal coach. I do one-on-one coaching for both training and nutrition. You can check out my website, liftixcoaching.com. You can also get a free workout guide on there. It's 1 week of workouts, obviously 5 days, not more than that, only 5 days. We're not doing 6 or 7. You can just freely download that. You can try it out. You can even try it out for 4 weeks and try to focus on that progressive overload. You can start there as well. You can have all information on the training plans and the meal plans that I provide. There's a contact form as well if you want to contact me through there, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you so much for listening. Hit the subscribe button for new podcasts every single week. Check out my socials in the show notes for more content, and let me know what your thoughts were on this podcast by leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. See you next time. Bye.